It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, classical music critic Joshua Cosman and cinematographer Cameron Shaw. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to the Saturday morning edition of Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend, but we do hope you can spare us an hour of your very valuable time today because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So what we are looking for is your participation. That's very, very important to us. We do hope you will dial that phone and hopefully have a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, make note, area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We would love to hear from you. It is much better to call earlier in the show because we know we will get you on. We don't want to lose any of you toward the end of the show and run out of time and effort. So again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you, since we are doing the show through Zoom, I will see your emails if you want to send one to me rather than call. They should pop up in front of me, and we can sometimes reference those. So if you want to email, that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. That is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you have a question or answer for us. And of course, if you want to hear us in live stream, that is at kalw.org. And if you would like to hear the podcast, it should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today, also at kalw.org and many, many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. All right. All that being said, we will start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first, Cameron Shaw. Knows that it is Girl Scout cookie season and yet has seen zero total Girl Scouts selling cookies this year. What gives Girl Scouts? I've seen a few.
Seriously? Have you? Maybe I need to come to Alameda.
They were hustling them around, yeah.
I haven't seen any yet.
That's usually I am besieged by Girl Scouts around now. Right. Hasn't happened. All right. When whippoorwills call, an evening is nigh. Joshua Cosman hurries to his blue heaven.
That is true, actually. And Dana, if Trump calls for violence, our moderator Dana Rodriguez will not be answering the phone.
All right. Yes.
That'll show him.
Me either.
And that is us. And hopefully we can begin the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. Well, on the topic of Girl Scout cookies. There was recently a shortage of Girl Scout cookies caused by a new flavor. So I was curious what the top five best-selling cookies are, and I also want to know the name of the flavor that caused the shortage.
Well, this came up in a way last week.
Oh, did it?
Sort of. No, the
really?
Week before
I was
last.
On last week. I take
it
back.
No, it was the, two oh, weeks okay. ago. I apologize.
Okay. Sorry.
So, no, it's all right.
I'm not caught up on my podcasts, I guess.
Go ahead, Josh.
We're looking for the top Girl Scout cookie flavors. For those of us who
yes, so the top five best-selling Girl Scout cookie flavors, and then also the name of the one that caused the cookie shortage recently.
Got it.
Yeah. So now this is a test of your memory, I guess.
The one that caused, I don't really buy Girl Scout cookies because they don't seem to have flavors that I like. But the one I read caused the shortage was Raspberry Ripple. Is that the one?
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Raspberry Rallies. Yes.
Rallies. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. Raspberry Ripple sounds better, actually.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What is Raspberry Rally?
What it looks like, it's chocolate with raspberry on the inside. But that sounds like I did not get to buy any. Yeah.
The top flavor has got to be Thin Mints because they're the best.
It is Thin Mints. Yes. And the, but by a small margin, it sounds like, based on the article that I read.
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't have solid numbers, but it said closely followed by number two. All right.
There's one that's either Tagalong or Tagalog, and I can never remember which it is. It's Tagalongs, shortly. No, it's Tagalog.
It is Tagalongs, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no, they're not from the Philippines, Josh.
No, I know it's a famous piece of wordplay, but I can never remember which way the cookies go.
All right.
Yeah, so it is Tagalongs. That's number three. Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
And then the do-si-do, but I can't remember what.
Yes.
But that was the name.
Do-si-dos are number. Yes, they are number five. It's a peanut butter sandwich. Okay. So we're looking for number four and number two, and I'll leave those out maybe.
All right. Okay. And Josh, you go ahead too, please.
All right. There are three Oscar-winning movies that won the Best Picture Oscar, whose titles include the last name of an Oscar-winning actor or actress. So, for example, let's say Eva Green, wonderful actress. If she had ever won an Oscar, then the answer to this could be Green Book or How Green Was My Valley. But she didn't, so it isn't. Wow. So I'm looking for the three Oscar-winning movies whose titles include the name of a of an Oscar-winning actor or actress.
So is the name separated in the title, or is it just included?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's not like I don't know what. Yeah, it's a standalone. It's in each case, it's a standalone word.
So how may I ask how far back we're going? Josh?
All the way, baby. All the way.
All the way. Okay.
If there was an Oscar-winning actor named Wings, I would expect you to jump right into that.
Yeah, no, don't think so. Huh.
Okay. I'm not as well versed in actor awards going back all the way, but I'm just going to take a couple guesses based on named titles. So, is there maybe Annie Hall, like somebody named somebody Hall?
Good
Conrad Hall won an Oscar.
Who did?
Is that one of them?
Conrad Hall, the cinematographer. He did win an Oscar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good one. But no, I was just limiting it to the actors and actresses.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
But yeah, you've got the right idea.
Okay. So not Annie Hall.
Not Annie Hall.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay. Just sort of go over the question once more.
So the question is, there are three Oscar-winning movies that won Best Picture awards, whose titles include the last name of an Oscar-winning actor or actress. So Annie Hall would be one if Conrad Hall had won for acting, or Green Book, or How Green Was My Valley, if Eva Green had won the Oscar she deserves. But in fact, there are three others, and they're all perfectly well-known actors and actresses.
Okay.
Which is not to imply that there's at least one of each gender.
Okay.
So a first name like Rebecca, would that would...
No, I'm looking for last names only.
Only last names. Okay. Okay.
Has it been an Oscar-winning Rebecca? I can't think of
it. I'm not sure. I just wanted to ask the question to be sure.
Right.
Okay. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you would like to be on the show, give us a call by all means, and we will get you on. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning from Napa, Tom and Debbie.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, David Letterman, Jay Leno, and Joan Rivers earned their talk show host, full-time talk show jobs after guest hosting for what popular host of a different TV show?
You mean Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
That's correct.
All right.
All three of those were guest hosts on the Johnny Carson show and obviously went on to subsequent fame. Do you happen, apparently, Johnny Carson also worked his way forward by guest hosting on someone else's show. Do you happen to know who Johnny Carson hosted for?
It's Steve Allen.
Steve Allen?
No. Right, ballpark.
Jack Parr?
Jack Parr. Okay, how many hours a day do humans spend chewing? And I'll give you a hint, only it is measured in...
I don't think I want to know.
...in minutes, not hours, despite what I said. Chimpanzees chew for 4.5 hours a day, and orangutans 6.6 hours. Humans are less than wow. 1 hour a day.
Well, is this, when you say chewing, are they chewing something in particular? In other words, I mean, are they chewing food or are they just sort of moving their jaws?
That's a good question, or chewing gum. I'm going to guess it because they compared it to orangutans and chimpanzees who aren't big on gum chewing, that it's probably measured by food.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 47 minutes.
Little lower.
Okay. Oh, I would have thought that was way too low, but what do I know?
Would have thought that was high. I would have said like 20.
Huh.
And it's pretty much right in between the two. 35 minutes a day is apparently what you're spending your time doing chewing. So.
Interesting.
Have a great Saturday. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Feel free to join us. We would love to hear from you. Area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Or you can email us at mindsovermatter1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. So I have a list of the most popular baby names for 2023, at least so far. So what I'm looking for is the most popular girl's name, baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant. Most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant.
So
is it Cameron?
It is not Cameron.
There's no way it's Cameron.
Wishful thinking on your part.
Is it Madison? Is Madison still in fashion, or is that?
I believe Madison is on that list someplace, but not Madison. No. I will tell you, it is a fluid name. In other words, you could use it for a boy or a
gender
girl.
Neutral. Got
yeah.
It. Okay. Well.
So what? Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm going to guess, just because I know a baby who was just born named this, I'm going to guess Carson.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. But yeah. No.
All right. I think I'm out at the moment. Yeah. How about Ruby?
No.
No. Okay.
So I'm looking for the most popular girl's baby name for 2023. That begins and ends with a consonant. Okay?
Okay.
Leave that out. And I might as well throw in there, I'm also going to look for the most popular boy's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a vowel. Okay? The most popular boy's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a vowel?
Ezra.
You're right.
Good.
You're absolutely
okay.
Right. Do you know any Ezra?
I know an Ezra who's about 24, but my guess was based on the fact that the last 20 years have seen this boom in biblical names that have J or Z, basically. That's the desideratum. So that's where my guess came from.
You follow that trend a little more closely than I do.
I was going to guess Eli for similar reasons, like the biblical names are back in style.
That would have been a good guess.
Eli is the older brother of the Ezra that I know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting how everything ties together here. And so we're left with the most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant. All right, now I will give you my longer question. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10, well, let me preface this by saying last week? I forget. I asked what word in the Oxford English Dictionary has the most synonyms?
And It was last week.
And Josh, if I just asked you right now, would you know?
Is it set?
It is. Everybody thinks it's set, but it's actually drunk.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Most synonyms, because there's 100 slang terms.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So assuming that drunk is the word with the most synonyms in the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? So, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk, used in English? I'll give you each two guesses.
Plastered.
Oh, good one.
No.
Is this currently or historically? I mean, I think like something like blotto used to be in common parlance and isn't.
I think it's a mix, to be honest with you, but it's.
Blotto doesn't make the list, right?
I would think more in terms of the last 100 years, sort of thing.
Tipsy.
Okay.
Tipsy is the one, though, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
And are they all single words, or like with three?
Yes,
sheets?
Yes, no, they're all single words. That's a good question.
Okay.
Once more, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? So far, we have tipsy. I'll give you one more guess each.
Joanne is suggesting sloshed.
No.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
No.
This is bizarre that these are evading my brain at the moment.
I know, right? I thought, there's a but I can't think of any of them suddenly.
And right. For some reason, I keep coming up with baked, but that's more of a different drug. How about inebriated? Is that?
But there's slight crossover between, what you might associate with a drug high, what you might associate with an alcohol high. So you can keep that in mind. There's a little crossover there.
Well, okay. I was going to say stoned for a long time was a synonym for drunk until.
And stoned is on the list. Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And what about it? What about inebriated that Cameron?
Inebriated. Yeah.
Is that?
No.
That's like an actual word. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, that's a synonym for drunk. Are we only looking for kind of slang ones or?
It's a mixture of all of the above.
It's not one of the top. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not in the top 10. All right. So once more, two questions. The most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant. And according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? So far, we have stoned and tipsy. What are the others on that list? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Seed. So before I ask my question, footnote to your last question about Ezra. Ezra, I'm sorry. What does Israel mean in all language? Hebrew, Arabic, Aramaic, and so on. Let me put it in two syllables.
It means
Osra-el. Osra-el. Not bad question. I'll give you the answer.
Do you want to take a guess?
Do you want to take a guess?
Josh, you just said, right?
I'm saying that the name Ezra means help.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Osra means family. El is the name of God, the one you could not mention his name. So the family of God. That's true. I mean, I studied the Hebrew and all of the Semitic language. Okay, my question, the first one is about the sun. All right, so we talked about how it takes 8 minutes light to come from the sun to Earth, but take as much as million years, on the average 70,000 years, to go from the center of the sun to the surface. At one time, I'll give you the average 70,000 years to go from the center of the sun to the surface of the sun. One time, I'll give you the answer. But my question now is still about the sun. If you would drive your car from here to the sun, just, you know, how many years would it take? Take a guess. I'll give a choice. 7 years, 17 years, or 27 years.
How fast are you driving your car?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, speed limit, 60, let's say to 60 miles per hour. 60. Speed limit. Do 60, not 55, do 60.
There's no speed limit in space.
Yeah.
Well, I put the speed limit. No, that's a delicious you. Of course, we do that by rockets. All right, so I'll give you the answer because I have another question very quickly for that.
Okay.
All right, it will take over 17 years, 17.2 years. Okay, but if you would do the same, if you drive your car nonstop, full gas free, to the nearest star, which is Proxima Centauri, how many years would it take? It's in millions. How many years would it take? 5 million? 15 million or 50 million?
15.
No, this is the nearest star. Yes, it would take 50 million, which, okay. My second question is very, very important. It affects all of us. College education is free everywhere in the world, every country, rich and poor, except one.
The United States.
Which one? The United States. Pretty sad. Yeah. Okay. All right. How much it cost us taxpayer people to keep an American in prison for 1 year? Take a top value, top amount.
Per person? Like per taxpayer?
Per American prisoner. Take a big figure. More than what it cost us to send our kids to college.
Okay. $70,000.
Very good, very close. It go between 50,000 to 80,000. Yes. Yes. Okay. And meanwhile, we're charging out our families. You know, so much money. Okay. Now, the question to
Dee,
your
Dee,
audience.
You've asked four questions now. Come on.
No, just one question to your audience, okay? In 1250 A.D., you know, Egypt saved the Western civilization from the Crusade. And the Crusade was the Seventh Crusade led by which European king? And the second part, Egypt saved the Western civilization from the Mongols in 1260 A.D., and which army it was. And in the first 1250 A.D., it was a woman, Egyptian woman, who led the Egyptian army. Please tell me her name. Thank you very much. I'm sorry it took so much time, but it's fun to ask this question. Thank you. Have a good day. You take care.
All right. Thank you.
Always a great show. Bye-bye. Always a great show. Bye-bye.
All right, and you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Our panel today, that would be Cameron Shaw, teacher, cinematographer, Joshua Cosman, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's see, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter on Bernal.
Hi, Peter.
I'm the guy that follows Eid.
Yeah. It's like following the elephants, isn't it?
A fact.
There we go.
For baby girl names, how about Dylan?
Oh, that's a good guess. And I think Dylan is still reasonably popular, but no, it's not Dylan.
And for synonyms of drunk, probably not the top 10, but I really like Swiffish.
I like it too, but no, it's not one of them.
A good word.
What was it?
I have a question. You all are familiar with the Time Magazine Person of the Year, I'm sure. If I were to give you the middle name of a Person of the Year, would you be able to tell me the first and last name?
Wow, that's tough. Maybe.
Okay. Well, let's try. How about we'll start with something fairly easy, Milhouse.
Richard Nixon.
Right. Good job.
The next one has two middle names, Leonard Spencer.
Churchill.
Yeah. The next one also has two middle names, William Lewis.
William Lewis.
Person of the year 2001.
Bill Gates?
No.
What area is this person famous for?
Politics.
William Lewis.
2000.
Oh. No.
I'll give you the first name, Rudolph.
Giuliani?
Yes.
Oh, of course, because of 9/11.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
The next middle name is Vladimirovich. there are two that have this patronymic.
Wow.
Is that Putin? Is Putin one of them?
Putin is one.
Is Volodymyr Zelensky the other?
No.
That's good.
How about Khrushchev?
No.
The second Vladimirovich, is that before or after Putin?
1983.
Oh.
Is it... Well, it's too early for Gorbachev.
No. I'll give you a hint. Chekhov.
What was the hint?
Pickup.
Oh, it's Andropov.
That's funny.
Very good, Jeff.
Good hint.
Great.
The next one is Paramchand.
Say that again.
Paramchand. A-A-R-A-M-C-H-A-N-D.
Paramchand. So is this somebody from the Far East Asia area?
Yes.
Is that Gandhi?
It is.
Okay.
All right, good.
Yes, okay.
The next one is Devi, D-E-V-I.
Debbie. That sounds familiar. There was some African leader named something Debbie.
No.
But that was a last name.
This was a shared person of the year.
Person
of the year. Yeah.
May I ask what area they were winning for?
Politics.
Debbie.
And I think it's a Indian name, is that correct? Or a Hindu name?
Yes.
So is it a Indian or Hindu person?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Is it Kamala Harris?
It is.
Oh. Oh.
Great. Oh, good yes. job.
Not really.
Yeah. Very good.
Not completely.
And the last one I have is the only one that has no middle name.
Harry S. Truman. No, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. So does this person have a first and last, or do they go by one name, or?
For first and last, yes.
Oh, okay. So much for Malala. Oh, it might be Malala still. She has a last name. She just doesn't use it much. Is it Malala?
No. 1938.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Okay. 1938.
Is this also in the politics realm?
Yes.
Is it Chiang Kai-shek or Mao Zedong?
No.
Is it Stalin?
No.
1938. And you said it was politics?
It is, yes.
Don't know.
Middle name.
Is it Hitler?
It is. Very good.
Oh,
right. I didn't know he had no middle name, but that's an interesting.
You all knew he was first
year. Huh. Wow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
No middle name.
All right. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. We would love to hear from you. If you have a question or answer for us, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And or you can email us at mindsovermatter1, that is the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If we did get an email here from, let's see, as far as the synonyms for drunk, pissed, wasted, sloshed, faded, blitzed, sauced. Now I got to look here.
All good.
But none of them are on this.
Really? What? Yeah. Sloshed? Oh, wow.
Sloshed. Let me recheck that. No, not wasted. No, not sloshed. And also from CM saying buzz bombed smashed hammered. We have hammered. Yes, hammered is good. Bombed.
Buzzed seems like that's a great guess.
Well, that's not drunk. That's just like kind of high. To me, anyway. So we have hammered and bombed. Okay, good job. And in the meantime, Cameron, I think it is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to save my longer question for maybe next week. So there, are you familiar with the Flemings that my generation was forced to take as children?
The what? I'm sorry.
So there is one there are Flintstones character vitamins that were very popular in the 80s and 90s. I'm just giving you a little context because I don't know how familiar everybody is with these. There's one Flintstones character, well, one main Flintstones character that was not originally made into a vitamin. And she had to be lobbied for by a famous person in order to be made into a vitamin. So I'm wondering what the character is, why she was not made into a vitamin, and who mounted that campaign for her. And obviously, I'm using the word her, so it's a female.
Yes, yes. I was just going to point that out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a limited amount of female characters on Flintstones.
I know, and I'm kicking myself for giving you that hint, but I did.
Really, it's Betty Rubble because she's too sexy.
Yes, you're essentially correct. It is Betty Rubble. It's because her waist in the cartoon was too thin to make into a vitamin. She would just break in half all the time.
That's a great reason. Love that.
So now I'm just looking for the celebrity who went to bat for Betty Rubble to be a vitamin.
So is there a tie-in between the celebrity who went to bat for Betty Rubble and the fact that this celebrity may have played Betty Rubble in one of the Flintstones movies?
Yes, yes.
So is it Rosie McDonald? Oh, is it Rosie O'Donnell?
It's Rosie O'Donnell, yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, that makes sense.
She played Betty or she played Wilma?
She played Betty. Yeah.
She played Betty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you better give us another question because we finished that.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. Jude Law has twice reprised roles that were originated on film by Michael Caine. I'm wondering if you know what they are.
Well, Dana?
Well,
if you're thinking, I'll jump in because one of them
Alfie. You go ahead, Josh. Maybe I can help you rather than you help me.
One of them is Alfie.
Yes, one of them is Alfie.
Good job on that.
2004
remake. Other one, I don't know. I wonder whether...
You know, it's funny you were saying Alfie because for some reason, Alfred the Butler in Batman came up too because Michael Caine had played that. But I guess that's not...
That is not one. No.
All right.
And I was coming from Jude Law and wondering whether Michael Caine had ever played Watson to someone's Sherlock Holmes.
Not that I don't believe so.
I can't think of it. I'm just guessing. Yeah.
Although, weirdly enough, Michael Caine had played Sherlock Holmes.
He did.
Yes. In a comedy. Yes.
Well, it is not Sherlock or Watson. No.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I do not know the other one.
Okay. So, looking right. for the second film that Jude Law, or I'm sorry, the second role that Jude Law reprised after it was originated by Michael Caine in a film, and what that film is.
Okay.
Good.
And was this by any chance a real person or a famous?
I don't believe it's a real person. It may have been based on a real person, but I don't think so.
All right. And we are a little past halfway, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Other than that last question you asked, go ahead.
Other than the last question I asked, I am looking for the second and fourth most popular Girl Scout cookies, most best-selling Girl Scout cookies, I should say. And that's it.
And I'm looking for the three Oscar-winning movies whose titles include the last name of an Oscar-winning actor or actress. Nobody's got.
I have been racking my brain about.
I know.
That. I can't come up with a thing.
Okay.
Can I take another guess on that?
Sure.
And this again is just a total guess based on names. Is Tom Jones the Oscar-winning movie?
There you go. Well done.
Okay, but I don't know who the Jones person is.
Oh, Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, okay, good.
Has won an Oscar. So good. That's one down, two to go.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Good job on that. And let's see. I'm sorry, Josh, did you repeat any questions that you had?
I did. That's the only question I've got so far.
Okay. So mine, what is the most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant? Okay. Most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant. And according to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? So far we have stone, tipsy, hammered, and bombed. What are the others on that list? And Josh, I believe it's your turn.
Okay. There are 8 countries in the world whose names end with D, the letter D for dog. 7 of them end in L-A-N-D, Finland, New Zealand, and so forth. What is the 8th? So there are 8 countries in the world whose names end with D, 7 of them end in L-A-N-D. What's the 8th one? That's part one. The follow-up question is this. What are the 4 countries of the world that have unique final letters? The only countries in the world that have that particular letter as the final letter. There are 4 of them. So that's a 2-part question.
So wait a minute, I'm sorry.
I should have said that up front. Part one.
Yeah.
There are 8 countries in the world whose names end with D. 7 of those 8 end in L-A-N-D. What's the 8th that doesn't? Second part, what are the 4 countries of the world that are the only countries whose names end in the letter they end with?
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So they're standout countries because they're the only ones that end with a particular letter of the alphabet.
That is correct.
All right. Okay.
I'm seeing a suggestion of Trinidad, but that's only half of the country that is named Trinidad and Tobago.
Tobago, sure. So
good guess on that, but not right.
That's a good guess.
So, for instance, Finland would be correct, you could say, for L-A-N-D.
Right. And there are 7 L-A-N-D questions. Finland is one, New Zealand is one, but there's only one that ends with D that isn't a land country.
And the Netherlands would not count because that's an S. So in other words, even though it does have land, okay. All right. L-A-N-D, L-A-N-D. Okay, I have to think about that. Okay. Well, Switzerland.
No.
Well, that's a land.
I'm asking you for the ones that don't have L-A-N-D, which there's only...
I'm sorry.
There's one with no
L-A-N-D. There are 7 L-A-N-Ds, and they're easy to come up with. The question is, what is the one that doesn't, that ends with D, but not with L-A-N-D?
Okay. And Okay. And then your second question
is, what are the four countries that are the only ones to end with the letter they end with?
Okay.
Can I ask the letters, that the ones you're looking for that end in a particular letter, are they consonants and vowels or just consonants?
Well, no, they're all consonants. I mean,
all consonants.
If you think about the vowels, there's a lot of them for every vowel.
Sure.
Okay, so only consonants. All right.
All right.
Keep that in mind. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hi.
Okay, so my Yiddish grandmother used to say I was more snickered. So in English, maybe it would be snickered?
No, not on there.
Okay, it's a question. The Addams Family movie. What did Gomez ask the Girl Scout who was selling cookies?
Are they made with real Girl Scouts?
Exactly. Are they made with real Girl Scouts?
There you go.
I believe it was Wednesday who asked that question.
Okay. Now, the ICC issued a warrant for Val Putin. And I need a little about the ICC, the International Criminal Court. What country is it located in?
It's in The Hague. It's in the Netherlands, isn't it?
In the Netherlands, yes. And how many countries are signers or members in the world?
The 100 and something. It's 120 something. I'm not really sure.
Pretty good. I'll give it to you, 132. What year was it founded? The International Criminal Court.
It's about 20, 25 years ago, something like that.
Very good. Very good. 1998. Excellent. And what are the four largest countries by population that are not members of the International Criminal Court?
Well, the United States,
probably
China.
That's number three. That's number one.
Russia.
That's number four.
I don't think India is either. Is it? Is India?
Exactly. You did excellent on that.
Good.
That is number three. Those are the countries. So Putin could come to the United States, no problem. But if he goes to Canada or Mexico, he's going to get arrested. And what is the International Court of Justice?
The International Court of Justice. What is it? Is that what you're asking?
What is it? Where is it?
Is that the one in Geneva? Is that in Geneva?
No.
International Court.
What country is it in? We can share with
it. I'm not really sure. No.
What country is it in?
No.
Help answer what it is. Okay. Can I have a bell? The International Court of Justice is in New York City. It's part of the UN. And it's different between the International Criminal Court. It goes after warrants for individuals. The International Court of Justice is country disputes. So I've been reading up on that. But thank you very much for letting me spiel that all out.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. And let's see what we have here. I'm just looking at some of the emails. Patience suggests Chad.
Is Chad? Yeah.
That is correct. Well done, Chad. Patience.
So that is the only country that ends with a D.
That is the only country that ends with D that doesn't end with L-A-N-D.
Okay. All right. So we have that.
Josh,
Josh to go over the question just once more.
There are four countries in the world that are the only ones to end, whose names end in that particular letter.
Okay. I think I have two.
Oh, good. Well done.
Can I guess two? Okay.
You can guess two.
One of them I routinely spell wrong, so I could be mistaken. Is one of them Luxembourg?
It is. Well done.
Okay, and it ends in a G, right?
The only country that ends with G.
that I always put an E at the end. Is another one Bangladesh?
It is. Nicely okay. done.
I don't know the other two.
With H. And there's one very obvious one, which I thought you were going to get first.
Is Brunei one by any chance?
It is not. Because there's Mali, there's Malawi.
Oh, yeah, of course there is. All right.
Very obvious one. Uh-oh.
Burkina Faso?
Now, again, you're going to strike out with your vowels.
Yeah.
The Susu.
All right.
And Tobago, Kosovo.
Yeah.
And you just said there was, you just said there was another country of what?
There's two more. Cameron got Luxembourg and Bangladesh. There are two more. One of them ends with the most obvious never ends a word letter.
The Ernie suggested Nepal.
Nepal is not correct.
Ooh. Okay.
What about right. Denmark?
Denmark is correct. Well done.
Thank you. And is that still, your most obvious?
The most obvious one that I was thinking of. Okay. But you've gotten the high hanging fruit, which I applaud.
All right. Good job on that. Okay. And right. just to remind you, if you'd like to join us here, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right. Let me give you a quick question here. According to Nielsen, and Nielsen is the TV rating system, what was the first network? I'm looking for a TV series here. What was the first network TV show series, keep it in mind, to have over, they measured things by households rather than individuals. So according to Nielsen, what was the first network TV show, a TV series, to have over 20 million households watching, okay, on a regular basis? The first network TV show to have over 20 million households watching. And households, of course, takes in the family, basically. So you're adding that equation.
Yeah.
I will tell you, it was in the 1960s.
Oh, okay.
So that was the first time that where they measured over 20 million households watching a particular TV series. What was that? So what was that TV series?
Was it, how about Rowan and Martin's Laughing?
That's a very good guess, but no, not that.
Is it more of a sitcom kind of?
It is more of a comedy, yes. Correct.
Okay.
So again, what was the first TV series as measured by Nielsen that had a regular viewing of over 20 million households within the 1960s?
Was it the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
No, that was the 1970s, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, and all right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey there, it's Steven Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. A couple of guesses. How about Intoxicated for Drunk?
Intoxicated is indeed one of them, yes. Very good. Good job.
And then for the Girl Scout cookies, Samoas?
Yes, Samoas are number two. Nice job.
Good
also
job.
Called Caramel. When I was a Girl Scout, they were called Caramel Delights. Same thing.
So a related question. Since you were a Girl Scout, you may be able to...
Oh, dear. I wasn't
off.
A good Girl Scout.
What are the ranks of Girl Scouts?
Oh, gosh. It starts with brownies, right?
No. Brownies is number two.
Brownies is
number two. Isn't there a Firefly? Isn't Firefly one? Or something like that?
No.
There's like a Fireside Girl, but I think that might be something, a different organization, something like that.
Campfire Girl.
I don't know. Campfire Girls, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I was never a brownie. I went straight to Girl Scout. I don't know if that was like illegal or something. I don't know.
So the first one is named after a flower.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Joanne is guessing Cadet, if that's a rank.
Cadet is number four.
Okay.
Oh my God, is that really is one? That's interesting.
Yeah.
a flower, daisies.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
I've heard of that. Okay.
There's daisies and brownies. And juniors is number three.
And then Girl Scout?
Okay. I see. So these are all types of girls. They fall under the Girl Scout umbrella.
Yes, they're all girls.
Okay.
Yeah, there isn't one that's called a Girl Scout. They're all.
Got it. Okay. So
they're like ranks, kind of.
I was probably a junior, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, they kind of. Junior would be like grade 4 and 5.
Sure. And then, like, so then junior cadet, is there a senior?
Yeah, senior's next. And then the last one is one they added like 10 or 12 years ago for the older girls, and that's called ambassadors.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting. Good question.
Oh. Good. Thanks. Love the show.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye. And Bennett emailed and asked if Iraq was one of the countries.
That is correct. Oh. That is the other one. Well done.
There we go. Okay. So do we have all
you have all of them? Luxembourg with the G, Bangladesh with the H, Denmark with the K, Iraq with the Q. I'm going to jump in here as long as I have the floor and say that the two Oscar-winning movies whose titles you're still looking for that include the last name of an Oscar-winning actor or actress. Cameron got Tom Jones for Tommy Lee Jones. The other two, one is from the 1970s and one is from the 2000s. And one is a best actor and one is a best actress.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you're saying the film, the best picture winner was from the 70s and the 2000s.
Correct. Okay. I don't have the names of the, I don't have the years of the acting Oscars off my top of my head, although I could look them up. I don't
know. That's fine. Yeah.
Help.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Who has a very quick question, Nate? Cameron, I'll leave it up to you. Would you throw in a question?
Okay. Yes. Let me find the right page. I feel like this question has been asked before, so I'm sure you'll get this right off the bat. Of the 30 largest television audiences in history, 29 have been Super Bowl broadcasts. What was the other?
The MASH finale?
It was the MASH finale in 1983.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
20.
That was my quick one. That was very quick.
Wow.
Sorry?
I said 29 out of 30 were Super Bowls. That's remarkable.
It is, isn't it?
Oh. All right. And if you'd like to join us very quickly here, area code 415-841-4134. Again, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, good morning. It's Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Josh, how about Mr. Smith goes to Denzel Washington.
Oh, good.
No.
Funny though.
And,
yes.
And how about Frederick March of the Penguins?
These are great suggestions, but March of the Penguins should have won an Oscar for something, but it did not.
It did. It did. It won.
I think
best
it was
documentary.
Best documentary. No,
oh, but, yeah, but right. It didn't win it best won. Picture. Yeah.
It didn't win best picture. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. So based off of just the 70s concept, is there somebody, so the 70s, it was like Deer Hunter, the French Connection, like is somebody named French who won an acting Oscar?
Keep going.
Or Hunter?
Ask Dana.
Whoa, okay. Well, I don't know that I could have gotten this without your immediate help there, Cameron.
Okay, go team.
So the Deer Hunter and Holly Hunter.
Oh, good, good.
Good.
That is. Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate it.
That was a team effort because he gave us some hints.
It was indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
It was indeed.
Okay, and so the other one is from the most more recent 2000s.
2000s. All right.
Nobody named Chicago, I don't think.
And let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Peter from Florida. Speaking of MASH, how about Smashed for Drunk?
Ooh.
Smashed is...
Smashed.
Not there, no.
Okay, how about Blitzed Blotto?
Neither Blitzed nor Blotto. Blotto is sort of an old-fashioned term.
Okay. And you mentioned Denmark, which was something I was thinking about. What other country begins with the letter D? Lots. You got these ones that end in the letter D. How about begin in the letter D?
Djibouti.
Yeah.
Djibouti?
Djibouti.
Dominican Republic. Dominica?
Oh, I said...
Oh, Djibouti. Okay. Well, we'll let that go here. But, Cameron, I was thinking of you. Have you ever been square dancing?
In second grade, we learned square dancing every Friday, I think. So, no. I'm going to go with no.
So, what is the Girl Scout cookie that they mention? The caller.
The do-si-do?
Yeah, that's it. Do you know what it means?
It's when you do the little flippity-do thing in the, like, you hold hands with your partner and turn around.
Well, actually, not really.
Okay. Then no, I don't.
It's French.
Oh.
And when they say do-si-do, what do you do?
I think you turn around, but or go in a circle.
No, yeah, I agree with Cameron on that.
You kind of orbit each other. Do-si-do means back-to-back.
Yeah. Well, that's going in a circle, more or less.
Well,
you keep your backs facing each other. That's
yeah. Do-si-do means back to back. I'm just letting you know about that. So, quick question: John Quincy Adams, who is he named after?
Well, you mean who is the Quincy? Is that what you're asking? Because John Adams is named after his father. John Quincy Adams was named after his father, John Adams. So Quincy came from Quincy, Massachusetts. That's where they lived.
So. Well, the Quincy, Massachusetts, named after the same person who's the answer to my question, John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
John Quincy Adams.
No, I do not know, man. I do not know.
It's the maternal grandfather. Let's go up. John Quincy Adams. The mother, Abigail Adams, was Abigail Smith Adams. Her mother was Elizabeth Quincy Smith, and her father is Colonel John Quincy. So the maternal grandfather of John Quincy Adams was John Quincy.
Named the city. Okay.
I'm afraid we have to run now because we're almost out of time.
And they named the city after that Quincy. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Peter. And I have one thing for Josh. So thinking about the best picture, the one that might be right is The Hurt Locker. Is that it? So that, William Hurt?
That's good. Correct. Good job.
Exactly right. Well
right. Yeah.
And right. I don't think I would have gotten it had you not said it was in the 2000s. Thank you for that hint. Okay, so time to clean up here. And Cameron, start with you.
Okay, I think the only thing that I have out is the number 4 best-selling Girl Scout cookie. They're called Lemonades or Lemon Ups. I've never had one of those.
You have the second Jude Law Michael Caine.
Oh, thank you.
Which Joanne suggests, and I think she's right, is the guy in Sleuth.
Oh, yes. Oh. Good job, Joe. I'm sorry I missed that and the chat there.
Good job,
Joe. So, yes, Milo Tyndall. Yeah.
Well, I don't remember what the name of the character is. I'm out of questions.
All right. And the most popular girl's baby name for 2023 that begins and ends with a consonant, that is Harper. Harper. Mm-hmm. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, what are the 10 most commonly used synonyms for drunk in English? Stone, tipsy, plastered, stiff, hammered, intoxicated, high, loaded, tight, bombed.
I said plastered.
Did you? I'm sorry. There's your bell. Yes, according to Nielsen, what was the first network TV show series to have over 20 million households watching? That was the Beverly Hillbillies, 1963-64, believe it or not. And that is it. We hope you enjoyed the show. Please remember we are on every Saturday at 10 a.m. If you enjoyed us, please enjoy us again next week. My thanks to Cameron Shaw, teacher cinematographer, Josh Cosman, music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in.